Hello and welcome to lesson 15 of ChineseLearnOnline.com. I'm your host, Adam.
大家好,我是 Kieran.
In today's lesson, we're going to complete the dialogue that we started in our last lesson. We'll listen to the first part again, then continue on with the rest of the dialogue representing today's lesson.
好久不见,你今天有空吗?我要去吃饭。
我现在很忙。明天可以吗？
可以，你要跟我一起去吗？
可以，明天打电话给我。
好，明天见。
All right, let's listen to it again. Please repeat after Kieran.
好久不见。你今天有空吗？我要去吃饭。我现在很忙。明天可以吗？可以。你要跟我一起去吗？可以，明天打电话给我。好，明天见。
Okay, let's now go through all the lines, starting with the lines from last time.
好久不见。
Long time no see.
你今天有空吗?
Do you have any free time today?
我要去吃饭。
I want to go out and eat.
我现在很忙。
I'm very busy right now.
明天可以吗?
Would tomorrow be okay?So that was our dialogue from our last lesson. Let's continue on with the rest of the dialogue. Now, if someone asks you,
明天可以吗?
There are two possible answers, yes or no. In this dialogue, she replies,
可以。
Meaning, yes, that's possible. Remember, you ask,
可以吗?
To find out if something is possible. If you wanted to reply, it's not okay, you would say,
不可以。
Let's now look at the next line.
你要跟我一起去吗?
So let's analyze this. The first two characters are,
你要。
Meaning, you want. We know it's a question though, by the
吗?
At the end of the sentence. So that makes it, do you want? That's followed by
跟我一起。
So first we have the character
跟
which is a first tone, meaning with. We then have
我
Meaning I, followed by
一起。
That's a first tone and a third tone.
一起
means together. So putting it all together gives us
跟我一起。
Or with me together. The next character is the verb
去。
Do you remember what
去
means? It's the verb to go. So putting that together gives us you want with me together go? Or do you want to go together with me?
你要跟我一起去吗?
Now Now in English, we wouldn't often say, do you want to go together with me? But in Chinese, it's much more common to have the
一起
together in there as well.
你要跟我一起去吗?
Let's listen to the next line of the dialogue.
可以 明天打电话给我。
So let's look at what we know from the sentence. What does
明天
mean? We saw that earlier in this conversation, meaning tomorrow. What does the verb
给
mean? It's the verb to give. So knowing what we know so far and looking at that sentence gives us okay, tomorrow, something, something, give me. Let's look at that something, something part, which is
打电话.
The
打
is a third tone. Now don't confuse that with
打,
which is a fourth tone, meaning big.
打
means to hit. Now, what are we trying to hit in this conversation? Well, let's look at the next word.
电话,
which is two fourth tones.
电
means electric or to do with electricity, while
话
we've seen before in
普通话.
The character there, you may remember, means speech. So the two characters here
电话
gives us electric speech. Can you guess what electric speech is referring to? It's actually the word in Chinese for telephone. Now in English, we dial a telephone. In Chinese, you hit a telephone. And why not? So they use the verb hit to indicate dialing. So let's listen to the sentence again.
可以 明天打电话给我。
It's possible. Tomorrow, dial telephone, give me. Or, give me a call tomorrow.
明天打电话给我。
We purposely give you these literal translations and try to break down sentences into as much detail as we can, since it helps you remember all this new vocabulary. In the premium notes for this lesson, you will see examples of other vocabulary that utilizes the same
电
construction that we see here. It'll also give you a better feel for the language if you learn the roots of where these characters and expressions come from. It's easier to remember smaller components that can be reconstructed into something bigger than to just try and remember the end phrase without really knowing how it came about. Now the last sentence of this dialogue was
好,明天见.
So we should be able to figure that one out. We know
明天
is tomorrow, and we know that
见
means to meet. So, tomorrow meet is the same as see you tomorrow.
明天见.
Great, so let's listen to each line of the dialogue one more time. Please repeat after Kieran.
好久不见. 你今天有空吗? 我要去吃饭。我现在很忙。明天可以吗? 可以。你要跟我一起去吗? 可以。明天打电话给我。好，明天见。
And let's now listen to the dialogue again at normal speed.
好久不见，你今天有空吗？我要去吃饭。
我现在很忙，明天可以吗？
可以，你要跟我一起去吗？
可以，明天打电话给我。
好，明天见。
Great, so lots of useful vocabulary and expressions there. To help you put it into memory, I highly recommend you go through the various exercises that we've made available to premium subscribers in the vocabulary page for this lesson found on our website, ChineseLearnOnline.com. Then please join us again for lesson 16.
再见!